I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see. Come on out and join us. This is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
If you want to see
the best of the big league,
you want to be
loving the day. Come share the excitement of stolen bases and double plays.
This is where it happens. Come on and see.
For the very best in baseball, this is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
That's right, baby. That's right, 6 o'clock on the dot
there
here
it is.
On 96.5 The Fan. God, I love that song, and it hits even like harder today.
It does so well, whether they're good or bad. It's just the perfect song.
I don't want to hear that song when they lose 56, but I'll listen to it when they win 100 or 85, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah,
they're in the playoffs.
Lose 106 and then switch it up around, and you get into the playoffs, and baseball with the Royals is just music to everybody's ears today, I guess. Sounds we get set for playoff baseball for the first time in 9 years, Dusty. I was spying on Baltimore a little bit yesterday and today, and this morning they were talking about this being a revenge series for the Orioles, right? Because we beat them in 2014, to which one of the hosts goes, Gunnar Henderson was 10. He has no idea about this being a revenge series, right?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
It has no bearing whatsoever. It's not a revenge series at all. No. It's 10 years ago when the Orioles and the Chiefs, the Royals played, and we had Jeremy Guthrie say these O's ain't royal and all that kind of stuff. That was a lot of fun, you know, back in the day. Baltimore becoming one of those kind of rival cities, I would imagine, for us right now. Like, they can't beat us in anything, right? They can't beat us in football. They can't beat us in baseball. You gotta think it kind of sticks in their craw a little bit, and I feel good about this series, Dusty. I'm like, I just don't see why Baltimore's gonna win a game. I think the Royals take the first two. We move on to New York.
Okay. All right.
Somebody's going to have to prove Baltimore to me, man. Like, seriously, like, I don't buy anything that they're selling right now.
Can we get to the game first?
Well, it's 3 o'clock. We only got a few hours. $25 tickets if you want to get to Baltimore today.
Because I feel like you got this, like, negative baseball vibe. And then we flip it on, and all of a sudden it's like, they're going to sweep, they're going to win, they're going to go to New York, they're going to win four more.
Yeah. No, I've got a negative baseball vibe because
you kind of been down.
Yeah, I am
kind
down a little bit.
Down.
Like, I'm down
no one's
on the
watching.
Whole,
no one cares.
They're not. I told you guys, I woke up to 16 text messages this morning, not one asking about the Royals. I was out and about a lot yesterday, everybody talking Chiefs, nobody talking about the Royals. And
I
so
just don't believe that.
I just want to know, is the interest level there?
Like, I think that's your circle. And I think that when you get into just that and don't realize that there are other, I had six people text me and four of them were Royals texts.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I don't really know what that means. I think that there are more people interested in this game today and more people are ready for this to happen than maybe most people think. Just because people want to know, like, what's wrong with Rashee Rice's knee doesn't also mean that they're like, well, what's going to happen? Baseball, we know what's going to happen. Like, we know how the game's going to start. Mm-hmm. Cole Reagan's going to pitch. Bobby Witt Jr. is going to hit second. And there's nothing we can do about it until it happens.
Right.
To say that nobody cares or nobody's watching, I don't believe that. I think this town is excited for baseball.
Yeah, I don't get that vibe. I just don't. Like Rally House didn't even have the gear for sale when they clinched. I mean, I got messages from people like, yeah, Rally House didn't really have anything. You just kind of had to go to the team store.
The team store had it, and there was a line out the door, and they sold out of the hats.
Oh, good, good.
So, I mean, there's a side that's also not being told, because there are people buying merch. There are people that can't get merch because it's sold out. There's also people that are like, well, I want to see if they have the Kareem Hunt jersey up yet at number 29.
Right. Yes, there
is. That's the thing about it, is like, that's what this town is right now. Nobody's ever been in this situation. Like, no one's ever in this town in 40, 50 years has been a part of this town where you have a dominant football team and you have a very good baseball team, and at the same time, they're playing at the tops of their games that we've seen ever at the same time as two teams.
No question about it.
Have the Royals been better than the Chiefs? Absolutely. Have the Chiefs been better than the Royals? 1,000%. Have they ever both been relative nationwide and good? Never.
Never. No, this really is the first time. No, I'm truly interested of where the interest level is as we head into the postseason. And I'm, you know, the texts are starting to come in, and you guys can call in as well. I'd love to hear people call in today and kind of talk about where their interest level is going into the baseball. I think what also kind of takes the interest level down a little bit for people is that there's no home game in this first series. I think that has affected a lot of people as well. Going, wait a second here. We play three games on the road, and then if we win, we have the opportunity to play some home games beginning, I guess it would be Monday next week or Tuesday next week, you know, if the Royals were to advance, which I think they are going to advance.
Like, I doubt it would be Monday next week.
Well, it can't be Monday next week because I think they'll play Saturday, Sunday in New York, off day Monday, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday here in Kansas City. If I'm not mistaken, I could be totally mistaken. I haven't looked that far ahead on the schedule. And I think also, too, you know, being on the road, the Bally situation not playing out the way that everybody wanted it to do, where the games aren't readily available on TV, 3 o'clock start for these next three games, I think does impact that a lot. But I think if they get past this first round, maybe the interest level will pick up. But I'm genuinely curious of where people's interest level is going into the postseason right now for Royals baseball. And I'll read all your texts, take all your phone calls, do all that kind of stuff at 913-586-7965. I just from being around and talking, and it could be my circle. I mean, I'm not saying I have more football fan friends than baseball fan friends, but I just feel like everybody's talking more about the Chiefs right now. And maybe 3 o'clock, all of that changes. But I don't want to continue to go back to 10 years because we've changed so much in 10 years. But 10 years ago at this time, obviously the Chiefs weren't where they are right now. But man, like, you couldn't go anywhere without people wanting to talk Royals baseball.
I think there's a couple of reasons for that. 2013, the Royals were kind of tuned up. This team came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
This team won 56 games last year. This team is a playoff team this year. You very rarely, in a game of baseball where there is no salary cap and the rich continue to get richer, do you see things like this happen. Or if they do, actually, they don't. You don't see teams go from 56 wins to a playoff team
ever.
In baseball.
Historic.
There's one.
Yep.
2013, there was like a little bit of a vibe.
A little bit of a build, yeah.
There was also a very crappy football team.
Right, yep.
So what did you have? You had a team that was showing you promise with a core group of guys.
And Andy Reid's first year was 2013, right?
That you got to see for the first time. Sal was finally getting called up in 2011. Mm-hmm. Hosmer got called up. Moose was there. Kane was kind of becoming a crowd favorite if he could stay healthy. In 2013, you got this like preamped, like, hey, this could happen. Whereas everybody was like, oh, the Chiefs, they play at noon? Bleh. Okay, I'm going to go play golf, whatever it is. They weren't that team.
Right.
10 years is a lot of time.
Yep.
It really is. And in that 10 years, the Royals would lose that core. They would break it all up in 2017, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2018, what happened? Patrick Mahomes became the starting quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, and they haven't looked back
They have not looked back.
And since then, the Royals have drafted Bobby Witt Jr. They have put together a small core. And oh, by the way, that catcher that hit the greatest hit in Royals franchise history in a wild card game 10 years ago yesterday is still there.
Mm-hmm.
And baseball has, in 10 years, completely diminished to the NFL's superiority.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
It is a definite fact, man.
Baseball's on Prime, or NFL's on Prime, baseball's on Apple TV.
Right. I mean, and that's kind of really, I mean, where it is right now with a lot of things right now. I see a lot of the techs already starting to come in, and it does go back to that TV thing. And you know, and I was telling somebody last night about the NFL, you know, versus baseball. I said the biggest difference is the TV. I mean, every game for your team in your town is on free TV for the NFL. You will never have to pay a dime. Literally will never have to pay 10 cents to watch the Kansas City Chiefs play a football game. And baseball has this model now where you have to pay for an app. And I feel like that app came at the time where people finally got to the point of I'm over-apped. You know, like if this app came out 5, 6, 7 years ago when we were first kind of getting the Netflix apps and the Hulus and all this kind of stuff, I think the transition would have been a lot easier. But I think people feel like now with the TV product, Dusty, and I don't know if you guys feel this way, and Mac, like you're nickel and dimed with TV at this point in time,
right?
I don't
feel that way. I feel the way that if I want to watch my team play, I'm going to watch.
You're going to watch, and you're in that category, right? And that's kind of the category I am as well. I pay for all that kind of stuff because I'm sick and I'm, you know, crazy and whatnot. But there are people on the other side who are like, I'm just capped out. I'm not going
to. Those people buy stuff on Amazon every single day. They have a delivery at their front porch, but they can't pay $15 a month to watch something.
That's exactly right.
I pay for Red Zone. I pay for things that I want to watch.
Right.
It's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. If you don't watch because you're stubborn, that's on you.
That is on you.
And I don't want to hear about that today. I want to hear about why the Royals are in the playoffs and how it makes you feel. The hell with those people. That's not what today's about. Today's not about I can't watch because they're not on TV, damn it. That's not what today's about. Today's about a team that for the first time in 10 freaking years is in the playoffs. I don't care about what people aren't doing or people are upset they play at 3 freaking o'clock. Guess what? They played the Houston Astros 10 years ago at 3 o'clock and everybody watched the damn game. The Royals in the playoffs, baby. That's all that matters today. Stand up. Sold out of Rally House Independence gear. Damn, man.
Good.
Get
good.
Positive.
Good.
I don't want to hear about good. Ratings. I don't care. For one day, damn it, give me one damn day that I can have some fun because I sold myself on this cruise ship analogy and it paid off. I don't care about who's not watching. I don't care they're playing at 3 o'clock. What I care about is these boys in blue have Cole Reagans going on the damn pitching mound today in Baltimore, freaking Moore, Maryland, and they're going for a damn win. That's what matters. I don't care if you didn't pay for Bally's. Watch ESPN2 today. I don't care if your friend Frank has got something better to do in Leawood, like pick his flowers, or he can't buy a damn hat because he can't go to Rally House. Turn the damn TV on today and get the love back in your soul. It's been 10 years. 10 years.
Let's see it, man. Let's hear from fans this morning, man. Call up and tell us how excited you are about this series, man. Let us know where you are on it. Let us know what you think about this series right now. Because even though I'm like, I think they're going to win. I watch Baltimore a lot this year because I like their TV announcers. And we'll have Ben McDonald on coming up at 7 o'clock. But I'm looking at the Baltimore team right now, and there's just nothing that jumps off the table that says the Royals can't win this thing. They should go out there a day like today with Cole Reagans on the mound, their ace pitcher, and they should absolutely go out there.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And beat these Baltimore Orioles. And this is what Baltimore is saying about our team.
Salvo Auto Parts with the same crew from 3 to 4 leading up the first pitch at 4:08 with the game right here on the Fan via ESPN Radio. Corbin Burns toes the rubber for the O's while KC counters with Cole Reagans. Our postseason coverage is presented by Molly's Place.
Cole Reagans is pitching according to Baltimore Radio. So the disrespect out of Baltimore for a guy who could have been a Cy Young Award winner is palpable this morning. They don't even know who's playing against him today. So go beat him in Baltimore today. Let's bring this thing to New York and start the ALDS, get some home games and get people fired up, right?
That's right. I'm already there.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.